Text for this Do You See Jesus lesson is coming from Hebrews, the second chapter and the ninth verse. The second chapter and the ninth verse says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man." All right? And the correlating scripture we have was Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse, towards the bottom of your paper there. It says, "Looking unto Jesus, he's the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." And that means that basically that Jesus has all of the power. All right? So now, as we said on last Sunday, we have to make sure that regardless of what we are doing or what we are involved in or what is coming our way, that we see Jesus. We have to question ourselves, no matter what it is, say, "Can I see Jesus in this?" And if I don't see Jesus, that's a problem. That's a problem. If I do not see Jesus, that's a problem. And I want to focus a little bit more today on the bottom part of the lesson where it is that says that warning. Warning. You see right up under there, it says Satan does not want anyone to see Jesus. Satan does not want anyone to see Jesus. I can remember when I was tarrying for the Holy Ghost, it was a common thing that the missionaries would constantly keep before us all the time and say, "See Jesus in your mind. See Jesus in your mind. See him on the cross. See him on the cross." And when they were telling us that, a lot of times we would try to picture Jesus. You know, you had those little fans that had Jesus' body on the cross or things of that nature. And you would try your best to look at it before you get down there and pray, and then to try to hold that image in your mind. But that wasn't it. That wasn't really what they were striving to say to us. It was basically to tell us to take our minds off of ourselves. And that is the hardest thing. That is the most challenging thing to do when you are trying to receive from Jesus, when you're trying to receive from the Lord. The Lord tells us to receive the Holy Ghost. "Behold, I stand at that door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open up the door," Jesus says, "I will come into him." Well, you have to say within yourself, what is it that strives to keep that door shut? What strives to keep that way blocked? To prevent. It's something that is there that's striving to prevent Jesus from coming in, trying to cloud your vision. And I can remember so vividly. Now, I received the Holy Ghost when I was 11, back in 1987. I was 11 years old on December the 18th. I received the Holy Ghost on a Friday night. And I can remember so vividly tarrying. And while I was striving to see Jesus, it was though I was running through like a dark forest. And yet, no matter where I turned, it was just nothing but darkness. It was just something trying to prevent me from seeing Jesus. It was something that was just trying to prevent me from focusing on Jesus. And I thank the Lord when my mind got off of myself, when I started really focusing on Jesus, hearing his name all in my mind, hearing his name and not necessarily focusing on who was around me, then the Lord began to have his way in my life. And clearly I was able to see, not so much as see his figure, see his image, I was able to see Jesus manifest himself in me, which is what I wanted. When you're down there tarrying for the Holy Ghost, you want the Lord to manifest himself in you, to make known himself in you. You don't want to just keep reading about Jesus, hearing about Jesus, singing about Jesus. You want to get to know the Lord for yourself. You want to be able to have an experience that you can draw off of. This is why I tell you the Holy Ghost is so important. You can't be banking on what anybody say, because you are the one that's going to go through the test of the trial. You're the one that's going to experience a hardship. Bishop used to always remind us that coming up, your back is going to be the one that's going to be up against the wall. And you're going to need the Lord in a special manner for who? For yourself. You're not going to be able to go to anybody else. You can call and tell them, but they're not going to be able to do anything for you. You're going to have such a connection with Jesus that you can make your petition or your request known unto him, and he will hear you. Now, he may not give you what you want, but he will allow you to have the strength, the faith, and the patience to go through it. As I said before, if you go over to that book of Romans, chapter number 8, really quick. I didn't intend to go there because that's not on your papers. But I think as saints, it'll help us to line up with what we're talking about when we're saying being more spiritual and not so carnal. That carnal man is your worst enemy. I mean, that flesh, it prevents you from going forward. You say, well, where does discouragement come from, Elder Scudder? Where do I feel discouraged? Or where do I feel overwhelmed with negative emotions or bad feelings? It's that carnal man. It is the flesh. Flesh cannot be satisfied. I don't care what you do, what you give it, what you say to it, how you coach it. It will never be satisfied. That flesh is like a bottomless pit. And I don't care how much stuff you try to throw in it to try to consume it or try to plug up the hole. It just keeps swallowing and keeps swallowing and keeps swallowing until you get burnt out. You get to the point you say, I have no more to give. I'm drained. I have no more to do. I don't understand what it's going to take in order for me to find, you know, that level of being, say, oh, be able to say enough is enough. And that's why people resort to drugs and alcohol and other kind of stuff, because they just can't deal with it. It's just too much dealing with the stuff that go on in the mind. And the scriptures specifically tell you, those that mind the things of the flesh, if you do that, you're going to die. Go over to, what did I say, Romans chapter number 8. Look at 8 and verse number 5 really quick. Didn't tend to go there, as I said.
They that are after the flesh,
yes,
do mind the things of the flesh.
That's right. And now, I don't care what it is. Don't think when I'm saying flesh, I'm talking about the obvious stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the drugs, the alcohol, you know, all that. Nah. There are many different levels of flesh. There are many different facets of the flesh. Flesh is anything that is not like Jesus. When you start to mind that stuff that is not like Jesus, and you think about, as I said before, you think about when your body is not feeling well, when you're sick, you got to remember the enemy will use that tool to try to take your mind off of Jesus. Brother Robert spoke about that this morning. That too, now that headache, that brother said he had a headache this morning, and that headache was real. Now anybody can tell you, say, when you get a headache, that thing be throbbing, it be poking you all in your eyes, it be all in behind your eyes. That's real. Can nobody say, oh no, you just got to call Jesus? Nah, I feel it. I feel this pain in my head, and this thing is throbbing. And you say, well, Elder Scudder, what do I do when it's like that? It doesn't change what the word says. The word still has an expectation for you. The word still lays out instructions for you. And you have to say within yourself, well, how in the world can I do the word when my head is throbbing like this? That's what we were talking about, is you had to really focus and try real hard to see Jesus, even in the midst of all of that. Why? Because that pain wants you to do what? Focus on it. That's the carnal man. That pain is not spiritual. That's your body that is feeling that. But at the end of the day, it is your soul that needs Jesus. Your soul needs Jesus in order for it to be able to escape the torture that goes along with being in sin.
experience pain or peace and joy and love. That pain that doesn't care about any of that. That pain that is in your head, it doesn't care about none of that. That pain just wants you to focus on it so that you can miss the benefit of making the sacrifice that it needs in order to see Jesus. That's the truth, saints. That's why you got to think about that when the scripture is saying those that are carnally minded. That the only thing that's going to that their mind stays on is the flesh. I don't care what you say to them. You say, Elder Scudder, the word say you got to do this. Well, I don't feel like doing that because this is going on in my body right now. I don't care what you say, how many times you say it. Only thing they're going to think about is something fleshly. You can. It's the easy way you can always tell it. You say, well, let's go to church. Let's go pray. I can't do that. Can't do that because there's too much pain going on right now. We'll say, well, why don't we just, I feel like we should just go down to the beach and lay on the beach and just get some, I'll drive. They say, okay, well, that may be good for my head to lay down on the beach, get all that fresh air coming in. But then when you say within yourself, what did you miss? What did you miss? I missed being able to see what Jesus was able to do for me. I missed being able to experience what the Lord was going to do for me at that moment. Now, no doubt, the headache is not going to be permanent. The headache will pass on. But look what your soul missed. Look what you took away, the opportunity or the experience you took away from your soul by going down to lay on the beach. You say, well, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Nah, you can't think like that. Tomorrow's not promised to you. You can't talk about what you're going to do. You've got to take advantage of the opportunities that are laid out for you right now. Jesus allows these tests to come into our lives to see what we're going to do with it right now. Are we going to pay more attention to the flesh? Or are we going to pay more attention to what he is saying in his word? We need to live spirit-led lives. Lives that are driven by Jesus. Lives that are driven and motivated by Jesus. That's the true saints. That's what the latter part of that scripture says. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Right? Keep going a little bit more.
And it says here,
verse number 6. That's right. That's why you can understand why Satan wants you to pay attention to carnal things. Because he knows the carnal life is only going to result in death. You notice that's what he did to Adam and Eve in the beginning. In the beginning, Jesus told them not to eat of that fruit. The fruit of the knowledge of what? Good and evil. He said, because the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt do what? Now they remember, what kind of death did they experience initially? It wasn't a physical death. It was a spiritual death. It was a connection with life. And you think about that. Satan didn't care about them physically. He just wanted them to lose that connection that they had with Jesus. Satan knows what the word says. Satan knows the characteristics and the attributes of a righteous God. He knows that God can't stand the presence of sin. He knows that if his creation does something that is against his will, that thing that they do causes a wedge between them and that righteous God. That's what Isaiah 59:1 says. The Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save you. His ears not heavy that he does not hear you. But your what? Your sins. Your sin has become put a separation. It has caused a wedge to get between you and Jesus. Now, here it is, you crying out to the Lord, asking the Lord to help you, but he can't do it because you still got that what? That sin there. You've got to have something to remove the sin. That's why you need the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus removes sin, that barrier that is there. That's why we tell you when you get down on your knees, call Jesus. Call Jesus because his name is salvation. His name removes that barrier between you and what your soul is looking for. If you say, my soul is looking for peace, you need the name of Jesus to remove that thing that is causing your soul to miss peace, to miss joy, to miss love, right? That's the truth. So go back, read a little bit more of that in Romans.
Okay. That to be carnally minded is death, yes. But spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yes.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
That's right. That carnal mind is enmity against Jesus. You can never get saved with your mind on the flesh. When you got that flesh dominating your thoughts, you'll never be able to hear from Jesus. You'll never be able to receive from the Lord. Because all you're thinking about is the flesh. That's the truth, saints. You think about David. Remember when David had did that thing with Bathsheba? And then you had the Lord's spokesman, Nathan, coming to talk to David.
Yeah.
And Nathan was trying to help David, trying to tell him about himself. And David was so caught up in that wrong thing, he couldn't even see himself. He was putting all kind of judgments. He said, oh, man like that surely deserves this, surely deserves that. You know, let me know who he is. I can find out. I'm going to throw the hammer down on him, basically. Then Nathan said, well, the fellow I'm talking about is you. The fellow that I'm describing is you. Now, that's real deep. That's real serious. How the Lord's word could be talking directly to me. And because I'm so full of myself, I can't even see it. I can't even see it, and I can't even hear what Jesus is saying to me. Why? Because I'm so full of myself. Self is blocking that righteous word from getting into me. And every time the word tried to talk, every time the word tried to penetrate my mind, I'm in such a defense mode. You know, you're defensive. Every time you say, well, pray, you get defensive. Run for your life. You get defensive. And you got to remember, the word is only trying to do what? Save your soul.
Right, right.
But if that flesh, that carnal mind, if you let that thing dominate you, it will reject everything that Jesus tried to bring into your life to help you.
Right.
That's the truth. Jesus give us all kind of good instructions to help our minds out.
Right.
Not so much as to help our minds out when we're around the saints. But to help your mind out when you're not around the saints.
Right.
That's when the word really is needed. I'm not saying you don't need the word in here, but you really, really need it when ain't nobody else around you.
Right.
Why? Because the Lord is looking at you. And you need to make sure that you're living in such a way that makes Jesus happy with you, right? I want to please the Lord. I don't want to be doing all of this, and then at the end of the day, my life don't please Jesus. You want to make sure that in all of your doing, you're pleasing Jesus. And he's telling you how to do that. When he says, keep your mind on him.
Right.
The scripture said that those that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But those that are after the spirit, the things that are of the spirit. What kind of spirit do you want to mind? I want to mind a good spirit. I don't want that bad, negative spirit. And go over to the book of Galatians really quick. Galatians chapter number 5, really quick. Then it's tend to go there, and we're going to jump back over to Romans. Galatians chapter number 5, let's start at verse number 14.
Galatians 5 and 14,
yes.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word.
Ain't that the truth? Jesus done told us that.
Uh-huh.
He said that. The Pharisees and everybody was so busy trying to do what the law said, but they was missing the most important point that all of the law rested on. And that word was what? Love.
Uh-huh.
Huh? That's the truth. Keep going.
That even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor.
Yes. Ain't no way in the world you can say you love Jesus and you can't stand people.
Right.
Huh? You know, you're just bitter. You're just hateful.
Right.
I mean, I don't care. I understand people do some weird stuff to us. But at the end of the day, you have Jesus.
Right.
You're the one that's supposed to have the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Yeah.
And you need to know how to govern yourself.
Right.
Even when people are being mean to you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Psalms chapter number 39 and 1. I said I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle.
Yeah.
While the wicked is before me.
Amen.
When the wicked spits out death, when they spit out slandering, it is up to the righteous to say, no, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to give them what they give me. Why? Because I have to represent Jesus. I'm not here to try to please them. I'm trying to please Jesus. Therefore, I got to watch what I say. Let my speech be seasoned with salt. Let my yea be yea and my nay be nay, right? That's the truth, saints. Got to watch what you say. Got to watch how you govern yourselves.
Yeah.
You got to watch again how you treat that other person, right? Yeah. That neighbor is anybody that's outside of you.
Anybody.
Huh?
Yep.
That neighbor is anybody that's outside of you.
Uh-huh.
Lord says that you, this rule says thou shalt do what? Love your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
As what?
Yourself.
As you love yourself.
Right.
Now, if you're not going to do nothing to hurt yourself, you shouldn't be doing nothing to hurt nobody else.
Right.
If I'm not going to talk mean to myself, I'm not going to talk mean to nobody else. Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, saints.
Right.
As I said, we're trying to go back with Jesus. We got to do this right.
That's right.
We got to do this right the way Jesus said for it to be done.
Right.
We got to love even the unlovable.
Amen.
People that are difficult to love,
yes.
You got to love them.
Yes.
And you got to treat them with respect.
Yes.
Even when they don't know how to respect themselves,
amen.
You need to treat them with
yes.
respect.
Right. Right.
Sometimes you just got to learn how to walk away.
Jesus.
That's yes. right, walk away.
Hallelujah.
You have nothing to prove
right.
to the flesh.
Right.
The only one you owe your due diligence to is Jesus.
Right.
I am obligated
right.
to represent Jesus.
Right.
He saved me for me
right.
to represent him.
That's
the truth.
That's
he
it.
Put his spirit down inside of me
right.
for me to be his representative.
Right.
He said, you shall be a witness
right.
unto me.
Right.
I should be showing the world
Jesus.
What it is like to live
yes.
under the power
Jesus.
Of a Holy God.
Yes.
When Jesus got control of you,
Jesus.
You should be able to keep your body under
yes.
subjection, right?
Yes.
That's the truth.
Yes.
You should be able to keep your body up
yes.
under subjection.
Yes.
Shouldn't be so quick tongued.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Shouldn't be so quick tongued. Lord says you should be able to think before you let anything
yes.
come out of there.
Yes.
That's right. I'm going to take heed to my ways.
Right.
That's what the writer is telling you to do.
Yes.
I said I'm going to take heed
yes.
to my way.
Right.
Now that other fellow might not do that, but I'm going to do this.
Right. Right.
Why? Because I know the Lord is going to bring every work
yes.
into judgment
yes.
with him, right?
Yes.
Lord ain't going to let me get by with anything, saints.
That's
the truth.
Amen.
I got to make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed
yes,
to do.
Yes.
Saying what I'm supposed to say.
Right.
And if it ain't right, I got to go back to the drawing board.
Right.
Say, Lord, take that thing away from me. It's not right, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thing that's coming out of me is not like you.
Not like
it's out of your character.
Amen.
Huh? That's right. The Lord says he's holy.
Yes.
Be ye what? Holy.
Holy.
And what? All manner of conversation.
Yes.
Not just what you say, but how you live. All manner of conversation. You communicate both verbally and non-verbally. Say, Lord, I got to get away that old evil look. Don't let my face be looking all twisted. Don't let my face be looking all long. Why? Because that's not like Jesus.
Not like
we say, well, why are you looking all long and down for? You're minding carnal things.
Amen.
Huh? You're minding
yes.
things that are of the flesh.
Yes.
And you got to ask the Lord, take that stuff away
I
from me.
You.
I'm trying to tell you, it's a controlling spirit.
Yes.
That carnal mind is a controlling spirit.
Yes.
It tends to bring you down in the pit right with it.
Yes, it does. Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
The truth.
Yes.
It tends to bring you on right on down.
Yes.
But it's up to you to say, no, no, no. I can't live like this.
Right.
I can't live like this.
Yes.
Say, you got some mean neighbors. I got some mean ones. I got some troublemakers next
that's
to me.
Lord.
I got some, oh yes I do. I got troublemakers next to me. They just, every time you turn around, they're causing havoc. They're causing havoc, causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was up to me, I'd love to get rid of them. I'd love to put them on somewhere else. Send them way down in the woods somewhere. Why? So that I can have him, you know, I can at least go sit on my porch and be at peace. But the Lord didn't tell me he was going to do that. The Lord didn't say, I pray to take you out the world.
Uh-huh.
But the Lord said, this is my prayer that you are kept while you are in it. Huh? So the Lord knew just what I was going to face when he put me on that corner. He knew just what I was going to have to deal with. He said to let your light so shine, right? In other words, go above the darkness. The darkness is there, but let your light so shine, right? That others may see Jesus in you, right? And say, what is it that keeps you? What is it that keeps you from doing what they're doing?
Jesus.
And you, by reason of the hope that lies within you, should be able to testify, it's not me, but it's Jesus, right?
Hallelujah.
It's the Christ that is in me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's the Christ that is in me. Allows me not to behave like they behave.
That's it.
Do what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yes,
yeah,
saints.
Yeah, yeah.
When the folk was running all down the street doing the riots,
uh-huh.
it was the Holy Ghost inside of me.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't letting me go on out there.
Right.
Not to get involved in that. No,
right.
no, no.
Right.
Not to call myself a saint.
Uh-uh.
What if Jesus came for the saints in the rapture? And I'm out there throwing up signs, busting windows in the names of black power. Huh? Lord, see, I saved you from that. Huh? When you went down in that water in the name of Jesus Christ, you lost your identity. Huh? He told you to come up walking in the what? In the newness of life, right? No longer can do all of that. Not no more. No. Now I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. Traveling in a strange land. And the Lord, I pray the Lord keep me with the mind to look at these folk as though they are strange. Huh? They're strange in the way they look. They're strange in the way they talk. They're strange in the way they go. I don't want to go where they go at. I don't want to be involved in none of that. Why? Because if the Lord should pour out his wrath, I don't want the Lord to mistake me for one of them, right? I feel like Moses did. Moses took them tablets of stone, and the earth opened up on them folk, didn't it? Huh? Lord, I don't want to be on the other side. I'd rather be where the few are at. Huh? That's the truth. I'd rather be where the few are at. Let me be a part of the few, right? That's the truth, saint. Read me a little bit more of that in Galatians. Love your neighbor. Yeah, the scut is so hard, but you still got to love him. That's why you got to have Jesus. Amen. Jesus is love. See why you got to have the Holy Ghost? And I'm talking about the real Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So that you can learn how to love these people.
Right.
Love these people that don't love you.
Right.
Huh? That's the truth. You say, oh, you don't understand. Yes, I do. I understand. They don't love you. They supposed to do you different.
Right.
Especially you say, well, that's my family. Yeah, they're your family. Yeah. And they supposed to do you different.
Right.
Family shouldn't behave itself like
right.
that.
Right.
Huh? But I'm trying to tell you, they got a problem.
Right. Right.
They got a condition inside of them. And it's called sin.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
And the doctor's medicine cannot cure it.
Right.
Huh? Doctor's medicine cannot cure sin. Only one that can remove sin from the soul is Jesus.
Yes.
She shall bring forth the son, thou shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sin. So now you know what to expect when they're not saved.
Right.
When they're not saved, they got a condition.
Right.
They got a sickness called sin.
Yes.
But you are supposed to be saved.
Yes.
You are supposed to be delivered from that condition, right? Now show me what it's like.
Hallelujah.
Show me what it's like. Not to live under the power of sin. Huh? Oh yes. Can we do it? Amen. Yes, you can. You can do it. You can live this life of holiness if you move yourself out the way. You move yourself out the way and let Jesus do this. You can live this life of holiness. Down the scutter, but I see sin all around me. Why do you think we're talking about this lesson? You need to learn to see Jesus. In the midst of all this stuff, take your mind off of this foolishness and put your mind on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, right? Who for the what? The joy. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, there is no joy in your family gatherings. Huh? Oh, but I'm going to see this cousin. And there is no joy in your family gatherings. There is no joy on a vacation. It's only temporary. It only lasts for the moment. You need something far more than that. Huh? Look not on the things that you see with your eyes. Huh? Look on the things that you cannot see. Why? Because these things that you see with your eyes are only temporal. Your mom and your daddy is only temporal. Husband, wife, it's only temporal. Your children are only temporal. The house that you live in, it's only temporal. It's only going to be there for a moment. And what are you going to do when it's taken away from you? Amen. Huh? What are you going to do when the Lord take that stuff away from you? Huh? You better not be like Job's wife. Job's wife said, curse God and just die. Huh? Job said, you sound like a foolish woman. Huh? Here the other ones. His Job's so-called, quote-unquote, friends came to try to help him, encourage him. Quote-unquote, saints meeting. Little saints just walking on over to talk about the God of creation, doing all this. And then all of a sudden, surely, you must have done something wrong. Is that how they flip that switch?
Yes.
Here you are supposed to be helping me, and now you done pushing me down on in the dungeon. But I'm trying to tell you, all of that negative communication with them people, it messed up Job's mind.
Yes, it did.
See, Job was thinking real good in the beginning.
Yes.
But as he kept listening to all that toxic information, what did it do to his faith? It was like poison.
Yes.
He began to question Jesus.
Yes.
Huh? And it took the Lord to show Job his power.
Yes.
Lord came to Job in a whirlwind.
Yes.
Begin to talk to Job, said, where were
you at
when I laid the foundation of the world?
Yes.
You have no right to question what I do. Holy Ghost lets you realize Jesus is sovereign. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants to. It's just up to you to say, Lord, help me to receive your will, right? That's true. Help me to be in agreement with what you're doing. I may not like it. It may not feel good. It may not line up with my plan. But Lord, help me to be in agreement to what your divine will is for me. Why? Because the last thing I want Jesus to think is that I'm running this thing. Huh? Because Jesus said, you won't have no other God before me. Huh? That's the truth. Jesus ain't no genie in no bottle. Gonna do what you tell him to do. He does what he wants to do, right? Whether you like it or you don't. You just got to learn to just say amen. Huh? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Lot got a whiff of that. Lot and his wife was running out of Sodom. Lord already gave him the word. He said, you look back, you're going to turn to a pillar of salt.
Mm-hmm.
What was her mind? Her mind was carnal.
Because
her mind was still on what Sodom.
Uh-huh.
No doubt she heard something that sparked her interest.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she do? She looked back. And if that same judgment that was in Sodom came and got her.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But did it stop Lot? Lot said, no, I got to keep on running for my own self. Huh?
Yes.
This wife I got is only what? Temporal.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But the scripture done told you that Lot messed up his mind.
Uh-huh.
Seeing that stuff all day long. Hearing it.
Yes.
It vexed his spirit.
Yes.
It made him sick.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yep.
Made them sick.
Yeah.
Hearing that stuff all the time, right?
Jesus.
Say if it did that to them, what you think it's going to do to you?
Right. Jesus.
What do you think all that negative stuff is going to do to you?
Jesus.
I've seen many casualties of war.
Yep.
Spiritual warfare. I'm talking spiritual warfare.
Right.
Many casualties of war. Many people say, you don't understand. Saints is this. You a casualty of the war. Huh? You don't understand. The devil comes in.
Yeah.
He comes in and he sits right among us.
Huh?
He no shame in Satan's day. He sits right among us. And he just sits there trying to sow seeds of discord. Huh? Any way he can do it. He just want to be a divider. Huh? He don't want you to see Jesus. Huh? You don't understand. The church ain't different. Church is the same as it was since the day of Pentecost. Huh? The power is still in the name. Come on, saints. The power is still in the name. Now, you may let your mind wander into this and into that, but I'm going to keep on encouraging you day in and day out to put your mind on Jesus. Huh? Stop thinking about foolish things. Keep your mind on Jesus. You don't understand. This person is supposed to be saved. Keep your mind on Jesus. Think on Jesus, right?
Hallelujah, Jesus,
right.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
That's true. I thought they were supposed to keep your mind.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let me get in your ear. Let me tell you.
Yes.
I got something I want to talk to you about. Talk to me all you want. Still not going to change what I say.
Right.
You need to keep your mind on Jesus.
Right.
You need to keep your mind on Jesus. And you need to get your soul where you need to be at. Huh? Make your soul ready. Huh? You say, well, Scott, I'm already saved. I'm trying to tell you right now. Make sure your soul is ready to see the Lord. Why? Because the Lord going to pop up one of these days. Ready or not. Huh? The Lord going to pop up on you one of these days. And he going to say, enough is enough. Time is up. Time is up. He is going to call you by your name, right? And you getting out of here. that's the truth.
Lord Jesus. Yeah.
And all you've got before you.
Yeah.
All you've got before you is eternity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Thank you,
and where am I going? Yeah. All you got to do is look behind you.
Right.
Huh? You talking about where you going? No, you need to look behind you and see what have I been doing? Huh? Isn't that what the Lord told that rich man in hell's fire? That fellow was in hell wondering, how in the world did I get here? Huh? What did I do? Abraham said, remember during your lifetime, you heard? You forgot the kind of life you live, right? You forgot the kind of life you lived. You thought nobody was seeing you.
Right.
Nobody was paying attention to you.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yeah.
You thought this was eternity.
Uh-huh.
This thing we walking on right now, this is not eternity. You're living in a temporary body. You don't believe you weren't born with gray.
Uh-huh.
I didn't come out of my mother's womb with these.
Uh-uh.
Huh? Uh-uh. I had hair.
Yeah.
I got the pictures to show it.
Yeah.
I had some curly stuff up there. Huh? But time. Time, let me know every single day.
Yes.
You getting out of here.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You getting out of here. They pull a tooth. Huh? Y'all see it? They pull a tooth.
Yep.
They say, ain't no more coming at that today.
Uh-huh.
Huh? But what am I supposed to do? You pull it. I don't know. I guess you go get a fake one to put there. But ain't no more coming there after that. Huh? Let you know. You're leaving here.
Right.
Huh? Yes. You are leaving here.
Yes.
Whether you want to or not, you are. There is a grave with your name on it.
Yes.
And you didn't have to pay for it, right?
Yes.
You're leaving here.
Yes, I am.
I just got to make sure I'm right.
Yes.
Well, what Joe said, all the days of my appointed time.
Uh-huh.
I better wait. What am I going to do? This is a waiting game.
Jesus.
Waiting for the what? Waiting for the change.
Uh-huh.
Change from what? Change from what? Mortal to immortality. From corruptible to what? Incorruptible. You got to wait for it, right?
Yes.
That's the truth.
Yes.
That's the truth.
Yes.
Read me a little bit more. Keep me moving. Keep me moving. Keep me moving.
Okay, so
we in Galatians.
Okay, this I say, walk in the Spirit.
Yeah. What do we need to do, saints?
Walk in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's behaviors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hold on, you missed one of those 15, verses.
Yeah.
15.
But if you bite and devour.
Oh, come on. That's a matter of a choice, isn't it?
Right.
Now I can live this thing called life biting and devouring the person I'm supposed to be loving.
Right.
Don't you forget what the verse before that said.
Right.
It said, this is the commandment.
Uh-huh.
That you do what? Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Right.
Now, that's what you should be focusing on with this thing called time.
Yeah. Right.
Learning how to love.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Come on, I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
Learn how to love. What does love look like?
Yeah.
Love ain't always giving in.
Right.
Sometimes love means to withhold.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta withhold from embracing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Love.
Uh-huh.
Love will hide a multitude of sin.
Yeah.
Elder Scudder, well, where's love? First Corinthians chapter number 13. You ain't gotta go to it. But it'll teach you how to love.
Uh-huh.
Teach you how to deal with people.
Yeah.
Even people that are difficult. Believe in them.
Yeah.
Even when they're hard to believe in.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Set some boundaries, yes. And if they cross those boundaries, you stay back. And you tell them, well, this is the boundary. This is what you got to do. This is what love looks like. That's in your rule book. No. This is what Jesus says. When I look at Jesus, Jesus is the model for love. Love don't get no greater than Jesus. So when I'm talking about I want to love somebody, I got to use Jesus as the model. And if Jesus don't do it, I shouldn't do it. If Jesus don't say it, I shouldn't say it. If Jesus don't act like that, I shouldn't act like that. And if I say I want love, I can't go outside of that boundary. Because the minute I go out that boundary, I'm setting myself up for failure. It is no longer love, but it is lust. It is all that's in that world. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride. This is not Jesus, right? Don't even lie to yourself and say it's Jesus. This is not Jesus. Huh? No shape or form. This is not Jesus. Don't sound like him. Don't feel like him. Don't look like them.
No.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Even though they say it out there, I love. No, you don't. You don't know no love.
No, you don't. Thank you.
Come right on out there. You don't know no love.
Jesus.
You don't know no love because you don't know Jesus.
Uh-huh.
How you going? I'm just walk on out because I ain't got nothing to talk about. I didn't say what I had to say. You don't know love.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never know
Jesus.
It until you know Jesus.
Yeah.
How many saints have you heard testify? Been talking about they love their children all their lives. All the stuff that they did. Then they come on over in the holiness.
Jesus.
Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Then they say, I'm just learning how to love my children.
Jesus.
Well, Lord, what in the world have you been doing? They let you say, look, all that stuff I was doing really wasn't love.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't love. Say, wait, was you giving them? Yeah, I was giving them. I was doing for them. But it really wasn't no love.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Why wasn't it love? Because I didn't really have their best interest at heart. What is their best interest? Their soul. Huh? You, if you don't have no Jesus, you really can't pray for your children. Huh? You pray for them, you say, I want them to go to school. I want them to get a nice job. I want them to be able to do for themselves. But all of that stuff is only what? Temple.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
But when you come to Jesus, you realize there's something far greater
right.
than having an education,
yeah.
having the cars,
right.
having a job.
Right.
Why? Because you get all that stuff and you still be lost.
Yeah.
Well, I now know, now that I have Jesus, now I pray for bigger things.
Right.
I pray for their soul to be saved.
Right.
See, I understand that my daughter, she did real good. This, I didn't even testify about how good she did this semester in school. I think she got all A's and two B's. Huh? Is that what it was? All A's and B's.
And
that's the best she's been done since she's been in high school. Well, I think that's the best grades you've done had since you've been in high school. And it is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
Something that you say, oh, this stuff, we should be celebrating. But nah, that ain't my focus.
No.
I wanted to do good in school,
yes.
but I need my baby saved.
Yes.
Y'all understand that?
Yes.
The longer she stay out there in sin,
yes.
the older that spirit gets in her.
Yes.
The more bolder it gets.
Yes.
So I can't get excited about these meaningless successes. Do I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Right.
Keep doing well in school, but at the end of the day, I'd rather have you saved.
Hey.
I'd rather have you as a saved dropout.
Right.
Y'all understand that?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have you as... Man, you get saved, you ain't going to drop out.
Right.
But I'd rather have you as a saved dropout
right.
than to have you as a 4.0 sinner.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, what am I going to do with the 4.0 sinner? Y'all done got quiet, but it's true.
Right. Yeah.
You know she can go get a PhD, MD,
mm-hmm.
still in sin. She's very successful, very successful, very successful. She knows a whole lot. I can tell you all about it. Then she gets sick, and she dies.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think her soul is going to wind up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was your daughter. That don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, to put a soul inside of her. She got to have a new birth for herself.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
And the beautiful thing about death, everybody dies the same.
Yeah.
Whether you rich, poor, educated,
yeah.
no educated, everybody dies the exact same way.
Right.
We're born the exact same way,
right.
and we do what? We die.
Right.
So the Lord is trying to teach you there's something more important than this stuff that you get here on the earth.
Right.
Yes, saints. It's true. That really one of some of the issues that people have when they come over in holiness. Because people will say, well, we want to make sure we show our image that we are intelligent, blah, 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 blah. And they focus so much on the young folk. Get them education. And they don't pay attention to the souls. Don't even work with them to try to receive the Holy Ghost. And then they get so educated, they educate themselves right on out the church. Go right on out the church. Then all of a sudden you say, well, we want them to come back. Come on back. They get them to come on back. Well, you can teach in here. You can go do this. Do this. Never got themselves saved.
Right.
Never got them their souls right with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden you wonder why it's such confusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got carnal-minded people.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Trying to do spiritual things, right?
That's
huh?
That's it.
I don't care how much you know. You can't teach this book without the Holy Ghost. Huh?
Thank you.
I don't care how many words you know, how you can define. It takes the Holy Ghost to understand this.
Right.
You'll never be able to see that Jesus Christ is God.
Right.
I mean, you'll never be able to see it.
Thank you. Jesus, yeah.
Never be able to explain it. Because it don't make sense. Huh? First of all, it goes against everything you know biologically. How in the world could God put him? Because he said that's what he did. Faith believes that God put himself in the virgin. Faith believes that. Faith believes that God took on the form of a man. And he said, why? Faith believes he did that just so he could die. Huh? Scripture said that, but we see Jesus. Why did he take on flesh? So that he could taste death for every man. He the one told Pilate, to this end was I born. Why was he born? To bear witness of the truth. Pilate said, I find no fault in him at all. Let you know the judicial system. The judicial system of mankind will kill you even when you do nothing wrong. Huh? Judicial system. Pilate says, I find no fault in him at all. But they still did what? Yes, they did. They crucified him. Killed him. When the Bible says, well, y'all, his blood is on y'all. No, it's on you too. Right. You had to say so.
Yeah.
Huh? It's on you too. Mm-hmm. Come on, let me go.
All right. And it says here, take heed that you be not consumed one of another.
Yes.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit.
And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And you won't
fulfill the lust of the flesh. Uh-huh.
For the flesh lusted against the Spirit.
Well, what is the flesh doing?
Lust against the Spirit.
And the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary.
The one to the other. So that ye cannot do.
Huh?
The things that ye would.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing more sadder than to see a person losing that battle.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They so busy trying to live on both sides of the fence. And all it's doing is making them crazy. Y'all understand that? You living on both sides of the fence. Trying to be holy. Trying to be a sinner. Trying to be holy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Trying to be a sinner. You just making yourself, what'd you say, Brother Jones? Cuckoo. Huh? You making yourself crazy. You no different than the raging sea. Being tossed what? To and fro. Jesus done told you there's no peace. That double-minded man is what? Unstable. Don't let that man think he's ever going to get anything. Huh? That's something to think about, isn't it? We read a little bit more.
It says, but if ye be led of the Spirit,
yes,
you are not under the law.
Yes.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance,
Jesus. Huh?
Right.
See, you mean to tell me you got to get rid of all of that's the carnal man right there?
That's it.
See, that's how you know hatred is not of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't even want to admit they hate.
Right.
You know, I dealing with someone before, and I was trying to work with them over and over again. I said, you know, you really don't like such and such. No, that's not true. I do like them. How you going to tell me I don't love X, Y, and Z? I said, well, if you love them, you're not going to behave yourself like that.
Because mm-hmm.
love don't do that.
Right.
Love don't do the kind of things that you're doing.
Yes.
I mean evil. Yes. Just doing evil, deadly stuff. I ain't talking about just talking about them behind their back. I mean deadly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that people will only do if they're trying to inflict harm.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes people do stuff, you say, hold up. That's not natural.
Right.
That's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you say you love somebody, you're not going to hit them with no frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, you're not going to do nothing like that.
Right.
You're not going to take a knife and poke them.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see if you move. Nah. There are better ways to see if I move. You could just shake me. You know, you don't have to take a knife and poke me. Well, you made me mad. You just run. Take all my stuff. Take all my stuff. Just run out the house. That don't add up. That's not yours. Why would you do something like that? Lock me out the house. take all my stuff out there, push you outside the house, lock the door. Now, I don't have no socks, no shoes on, and it's cold outside. Why would you lock me outside without socks and shoes on? And you know you could let me in, but you would rather me stand outside without socks and shoes on. And instead of you opening the door, you had me out there banging, trying to get into my house. Then that it's not just embarrassing me, but now my neighbors see me without no socks and shoes on, banging on my door, trying to get inside of my house. And then when I get in there, you say, oh, I was just playing. But you say, you love me. See, that's that weird stuff. I'm being honest. That's not Jesus. That's not normal. I hope I ain't stepping on nobody's toes, but it's the truth. That's not normal. You say, well, I'm living in that right now. You need the Lord to deliver you. I mean, you need Jesus to deliver you, because what you in is not love. And ain't love no day of the week. Now I'm trying my best to get the person to understand you don't love the person. Well, really what it is, if you look up the definition for hate and all of the emotions that go along, hate is an emotion. You are showing the person that you hate them. Even though out your mouth you say, I love you. But you're showing the person that you do what? You hate. But that's so hard. I know. It doesn't sound good to say it, but that's what you're doing. Huh? Most people don't want to tell Jesus they hate him. Good. We'll say, oh, no, Elder Scudder, don't you say that. But the Lord said, how can you say you love me and you don't do the things that I say do? Well, if it's not love, what is it? That's right. Hate is the opposite of love. So that let me know when I'm full of hatred. That's a work of the what? The flesh. Keep going.
It says seditions, heresies, envying, murders.
Yeah.
Babbling, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past.
Yes.
They that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's right. Now let's see what it's like to mind spiritual things. Right.
But the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness.
I think we got a whole lot of work, don't we?
Yeah.
Amen. We got a whole lot of work, saints. Mm-hmm. Say, I got the Holy Ghost. We got to look like it.
Yeah.
Got to look like it. You got to talk like it.
Yeah.
You got to think like it. Mm-hmm. Look at all them words. I know them words. It's amazing how the good words are smaller than them old bad words. Them bad words got a whole lot of letters in it. But all those good words are real simple. They're like one syllable word. Love. Joy. Peace. Simple words. But they're the hardest to do. Especially if you ain't got no Jesus. You be trying real hard to do this stuff. And it just don't come out right. Just don't add up. If you have these things in you, saints, that's what the Holy Ghost wants to be where?
In you.
Don't let it work on the outside. Holy Ghost wants to work where?
Inside
of us. You won't have to try so hard to love.
Right.
You know, sometimes people be trying so hard. I look sometimes, people say, well, you ain't got to try that hard. I just love, every time they spend, I love such and such. We used to laugh. Preachers used to know years ago. I don't tend to go off, but it's true. Every time they stand up, I love, look at my beautiful wife. I love my wife. Oh, my beautiful wife. Well, sometimes you sit behind them women, you hear a whole lot. As soon as they be up there, I love my wife. She said, sure don't act like that at home. I'm saying to myself, you ought to give her a microphone. Because somebody's missing the message. You understand what I'm saying? Something ain't adding up.
Right.
See, that's too much.
Yeah.
Y'all very rarely hear me say anything about. Why? Because I ain't got, you know, it is what it is. I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. If she don't know about now, I'm in a world of trouble. Right? We've been doing this a long time. She don't know about now, I'm in a world of trouble. The more you keep hearing people, you up here, somebody say that empty barrel makes that most noise. Somebody that really ain't got it like they supposed to. They're the ones that keep making all that noise. They do more shouting than everybody else. Testify longer than everybody else. They sing louder. You hear where everybody else's tone is at. They just want you to make sure you hear them. Some a little off. Right? Something's a little off. Jesus don't behave itself like that, right? One scripture said, love does not behave itself unseemly.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
right. That scripture?
Right.
Scripture. I think so. All right. Church, y'all got something else? I ain't going to hold you much longer. But don't let the enemy block you from seeing Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Understand. Call that spirit out for what it is.
Yeah.
Brother Robert did good this morning.
Right.
He called that spirit for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Said it was nobody but the devil that was trying to prevent him from getting in here. Right? Your head still hurting, brother? See? It's amazing, isn't it? Sound about right. Sound about right. Now imagine if you would have went on with your first thought. I'm not going to go today because my head is hurting. You would have missed your blessing. Whatever the Lord got in store for you, you would have missed that. And it wouldn't have been no getting it back. You would have missed it. So be careful, be mindful of these things, saints. Don't let Satan block you from seeing Jesus. Again, if you cannot see Jesus, you're in a problem. That's a very dangerous situation to be in. Because in all that you're doing, you need to be able to do what? See Jesus. Especially if you're going to go through the thing. Remember, Jesus said for the joy that was set before him, he was able to do what? Endure. Huh? Don't you want to be able to endure? You got some hard stuff coming. You need to be able to go what? Go through that stuff. You can't cave every time stuff get difficult. I'm sorry, you just can't. A lot of that stuff makes you what? Stronger. All right? Keep that before yourself, saints. Keep that before yourself. All right? Nothing else we said, I'm not going to hold you up. Didn't intend to go that way, but Lord knows we need to hear.